Learning Masech B'Siyum Adav Samach Zayin Amin Aleph. The Mishnah is describing how he did the Shiluach Seir Mishtaleach, the Sukkahs that were on the way, and when he got there, he took the Lashon Shel Zahiris, and he tied half of it to a stone and half of it to the horns of the Sar. And the Gemara explains, why did he tie all of it to the stone, why not all of it to the horns of the Sar? Now Taisa Shanim wants to know, how is he allowed to bring the Lashon Shel Zahiris there? What's the heter to bring it? There's a tchumen, there's a tzah. What's the heter? The seer, there's a din. It's deicha shamas, it's deicha tumma, iti afilu b'shamas, iti afilu b'tumma. What's the heter to bring the Lashon Shel Zahiris? So he says two turrets, and one turret says enechanami. He didn't bring the Lashon Shel Zahiris. It was there already from Erevim Kippur. There was Lashon Shel Zahiris at the tzuk, which he had to find and tie half of it to the rack and half of it to the sar. And then he said another teretz that he would bring it on the head of the sar, so that's kalachayad, and mechamer kalachayad. They were in gozer b'malka mitzvah. Have this such a similar thing in the Gemara Masechet, which he brings in the Avsamach of other days, where the question is how to get the knife for the shechita to the Beis Hamikdash in Erev Pesach Shechalias B'Shabbos. How they get the knife? The teretz is they put it b'ben karnav of the if it's a goat or in the wool if it's a sheep. And that's Mechama Kalachiyad, and they were in Kaiser B'Maka Mitzvah. So that's the Taizah Shanim, Taizah Rash. Rabbi Kveg is medaying from this, that Vais tells the whole that there is a din Shvisas Behemte Deraisa on Yom Tov. It's a Mechleikas, it's a big Mechleikas at Paiskim, actually. The Ramah actually brings it in Simon Reish Mem Vav, at the end of Siv Gimel. He Paskins is no Issa Shvisas Behemte on Yom Tov. You're allowed to have the behemoths going around with carrying things on Yom Tov. There's an issa deraisa of shvisas behemta and Shabbos. You're not allowed to have your behemah do a malacha on Shabbos. L'man yinuach sharcha v'chamarcha. There's also an issa called mechamer. L'sas malacha ad devemtecha. Mechamer means when you have your behemah do a malacha for you on Shabbos. That's an issa deraisa, a lav of mechamer. It's a lav, not a chatas, not skila, but a lav. And there's also an issa deraisa of shvisas behemta and issa asay. That's the whole sugya in Shabbos, that a behemah is not allowed to go out carrying a masu. What's considered a masu? What's considered a takshit? There's an isser. So the question is, does these yisurim apply in Yom Tov? The Ramah in Siman Reish Vav Seif Siv Gimel, he paskins says no issur shvisas behemta in Yom Tov. The Beis Yosef writes it there b'shem the smag. In Tav Tzadik Hei, the beginning of Hilchos Yom Tov, the Beis Yosef has an arichas. There also he brings different shittos. He's mitzadid l'isser. The Magen Avram, there in Siman Reish Mem Vav, brings from the Mashal that it's Aser. And the Gayin also, the Bihar Agra paskins that it's Aser. And the Mishabur paskins that way. Al Kapanim, and Kvega says, I see from Taisus, Taisus Arash, Taisus Shanim, the Bali Taisus, that they also held, there was an Issus Shrisus Behemtai on Yom Tov. There's a Reb Chaim, a Grachal Hashas, a Mesech the Shkolim, that he holds, and he brings us in, he doesn't bring the Taisus Shanim, but he holds that the din of the Lashon Shel Zahiris is a din me'ikah dinei asar. It's not stama, a din derabbanan. Like the Gemara brings miyachat ha'echan kashanah kashanah legalbim. No, it's a din of the ikah din of asar. And one of the rayas he brings is this Taisa Shanim's kasha, the one you have in Issa of Mechamer. But I think it's a little bit l'shitasam. The Taisa Shanim goes and he says that there were two Lashon Shel Zahiris because that's what he had in the Mishnah in Shkolim, the first Mishnah is the Lashon Shel Zahiris came from the Chumas Halishka. The same money that went to buy Kabana Sibra, the Lashon Shel Zahiris also was bought from the Chumas Halishka. And the next Mishnah brings that the Lashon Shel Zahiris was brought from the Shiori Halishka. Let's say you have leftover money in the Lishka which you don't need for that, so it's brought for other mitzvahs like the Kevesh that they made, the ramp that they made for the Seal Azaz, like it says. It says it came from the Shiori Halishka. It's not a carbon. Other things that Chazal instituted, that could come from the Shiori Halishka. So the Taisa Shanim says it was two. The initial one that was put on, not to mix up the Seir LaZazel with the Seir LaHashem, that they put a Lashon Shel Zahiris Ben Karnav, that was in the Chumas Halishka. And this one, which was just done as part of the Seder of the Triya, first it was in the Ulam, and then it was the outside of the Ulam, then inside the Ulam, then they put it on the rack. They put half on the rack, half it on the karnav. That's when the Shiori Lishka. So Pashas, he held that wasn't part of the karnav. That's why he's bothered about Mechamer. But the Reb Chaim is going with the Rambam. The Rambam holds that both of them come from the Chumas Lishka. The Rav Chaim explains how he learns the Mishnah, but Al Kopanim, he learns it's the same Lashon Shel Zahir, so Siyah Chitzvah is Ma'arech about it also. And the fee there, it all comes to the Chumas Lishka, so it's all Medini HaKarbon. So Mel, there's no Kasha, why there's a problem of Mechamer, the way Rav Chaim is learning, the way in the Rambam, that it's Medini HaKarbon, Medini HaKarbon, of Adam Minichon, the Iti Afilu B'Shamas, Iti Afilu B'Tumah. Now, the Mishnah describes the different sukkahs. They had a sukkah for every tchum. The Mishaleach went way out of the tchum. That was the din. And the people were malav him. And after he finished, it says he returned to the last sukkah. So Rashi is bothered. What was the het of tchum in there? Vishlaim to go Mishaleach. So then there's a het of tchum because he has to do the mitzvah shiluch. Mitzvah subakach. But if, once he's finished, why does he just stay there? So Rashi says he's scared to stay there, he's alone, and he's very weak, and he can't stay there alone, he's Mu'una v'cholash, and he's Yari Lam and Yechidim and Mil Mishetarsh, that's what Rashi says. So the Shaila is, if your old Tchumen is the Raisa, the Atanam, the old Tchumen is the Raisa, the verse points out, Rabbi Meir, who's the one that holds this way, he's the one that holds that there are 12 mil and 10 sukkahs, he holds Tchumen the Raisa, that's what it says in Erev, in the Aflam, and Eim, and Veis. So, how are you going to be matan? Is it the rice of Tchumen for these Cheshbainis? So, he's the Ridva and the Teis Hashem, Teis Rosh, they say that the din of Tchumen the rice is 2,000 amas away from your Makam Shvisa. Everyone has a Makam Shvisa on Shabbos. The Makam Shvisa is your Dalad Amas. So, if you're in a city, you're in a Rosh Hashayachid, you have the whole Rosh Hashayachid Kedalad Amas, or the whole city Kedalad Amas. And then you have 2,000 amas L'chol Tzad. Then, once you're out of the 2,000 amas, you're out of your Tchum. So midaraisa, now you can walk wherever you want. You're not allowed to cross the borderline. But once you cross it, that's it. So Mamela, since he already crossed, long since crossed his Makam Shisa, so Mamela is Odin Tchumen. That's what Rashi asks him, Hayetzu Bishos. Hayetzu Bishos, Lamaisa Halacha is, there's a new Dindar Abanan that once you cross your Makam Tchumen, you don't have a Shisa, so you can't go out of your Dalan Amis. And Hayetzu Bishos, Chazal gave you a new Tchum. They gave you 2,000 Amis. So here, we give you more than the Yetzir B'Shus. We let you walk to the Sukkah. Why? Because it's Munav V'Cholash. It's all Durabanan, Heimamru V'Heimamru. The Gemara says another Teretz, which is possible. The Sha'aksai has a Richus about it. If your whole Tchumen is the Raisa, would that apply to Yom Kippur as well? Even though we don't pass in like Raphram that we had before, then we hold that there is Haitzah on Yom Kippur. But could be it's Dafka Haitzah, which is a Malacha. So the Sasa Malacha is Haitzah. The Gemara have him in it like we spoke at earlier from the Ritva. That since it's saw, you wouldn't know it's a malacha without exeris akasav, so memela, it's not nichol esas a malacha of Yom Kippur. But could be the answer is no. That since lemaisa on Shabbos, we find that it's a malacha, and Yom Kippur says malacha, so it means, well, anything that's on Shabbos is a malacha, Yom Kippur is a malacha. But Tchumen's not a malacha. Tchumen's another iser. So why would that iser apply to Yom Kippur? That's what he claims to say. It's a big arichas on that in Shagasari 79. Who did on Yantiv? Is there din Tchumen the Raisa on Yantiv? Is there din Tchumen of Yud Beis Mila on Yantiv? Here's an arichas of the Shagasai. And it's similar to also the Shaila of Mechamer. It's a different Shaila, but that, like we spoke before, is there a din Mechamer? It says by Yantav, by Sas Mach, it doesn't say anything about the behemoths. So is there a din Mechamer that you can't do Mach? What do you say? The Lamaisa, you look at Shabbos, whatever Shabbos is also, that's in Yantav, that's except for Eichel Nefesh and Yom Kippur, everything. Or do we say no? Only Malachas. Now, Taz Hashanah wanted to know, why would they be Mekel though? If the whole point is you shouldn't be able to have to stay there alone and abandoned, and Mu'una V'Cholash, so why not put up a sukkah there, and have people there, and make him comfortable there? Why would you say he should walk? The Maisa, we don't let him walk past the first sukkah. Why not make the sukkah there? We can make the sukkahs wherever we want. So the Teis Rishonim says, the Teretz, and then they'll bring it to the Ritva and the Teis Rosh, that according to Rabbi Meir, we don't want anyone to see it if the chut was malbin. So we don't want anyone near there. I mean, the grocery is bothered, so why not at least make a sukkah within the tchum? Okay, don't put a sukkah right there. Make a sukkah within the tchum. Tell everyone not to come. Vice is, you have to say that since they could come, they'll probably come. They'll be very curious. So you ask the kasha, so even if you have a sukkah 2 mil away, maybe they'll make an Erev Tchumen in order to see it. He says, no, Eim Arvin Old Bar Mitzvah. You can't do that. He's very bothered by it. But that's the Chayyid of Pshat. It's all a din that people shouldn't see it, and you can't even have it within the tchum vayistayis, otherwise people might see it. I saw a geshmak of earth from the Tveris Yisrael, he says it mamash bekitzer, it's a very bechidish. It's in the yach and not in the bayis, he just says it bekitzer. He says, how come they didn't make a sukkah till the end? He says, because there's a din, it has to be an Eretz Gzeira. It has to bring in an Eretz Gzeira. Eretz Gzeira means a desolate place. If you have a sukkah within the vicinity, it's not desolate. Rabbi Meir holds, any time someone could come there, that's called Eretz Gzeira. L'chayr, it's a mugash makat Eretz, Yishayna don't say it. But l'chayr, stop to say that they made such a big takana, they shouldn't, no one should see the Lashon Shel Zahir, this is a little bit shver. As I state, good, it's a little bit shver. If someone wants to say, come out to Ding Zera, it has to be a desolate place, where you can't walk there on Shabbos and Saturday at Chum. Now, in each sukkah, they had lachem, they had mayim, the Mishnah says, in each sukkah, they told them, Harim Ozen, Harim Mayim, there's food, there's drink, and the Brisa says, Ma'el Motzuchadam Lekach, no one ever needed the food and the drink that was there, by the sukkahs. There's a difference. You give him pas pasali. Yishalmi says a little different lashon. He says, person only has a tie for something if he can't have it. If he can't have it, then he wants it. If he can have it, then he can go without it. Well, the Gazach experience shows this. You take something away, then he can't do without it. The Rebbe, you put it in front of him and say, you can have it, sure. But Lamaisa, could he have eaten if he wanted to? It says nobody ever needed it, right? Like, could he have eaten if he wanted to? Yishanim says yes. That otherwise, they couldn't do that. You know, there wouldn't be pas pasali. Obviously, the pshat is if someone wanted to eat, he could eat. But what's the story? Why would he be able to eat if he wanted to eat? The Rambam's lashon is in kashal kaichav tzarich lechal eichel. If he's weak, in other words, not that Stami could eat if he wants, but if he feels he needs it. If he's weak, he feels he needs it. But what's the right? So Yishanim says that the nusach we have in the Teis Hashanim is there's a lot of eat because it's deicha eating onion kippah just like it's deicha Shabbos and Tuma, and it's talking about if he's b'sakana. Tuma is b'sakana. It's obviously bulmis. He's a sakana. If he doesn't eat, he'll die. And even though he'll be, in other words, the lo yitzicha makach means the reason why you get into a bulmis, the reason why you get this tremendous grain food is if you don't have it. If you have it, then that helps it that you don't have this bulmus. L'chayr it's a fella. If he's taka b'sakana, so why do you need eat the afilu b'shamis? Stam. He's b'sakana. Of course he's allowed to eat. Why? What's b'shan t'ay shan? He says the head to eat is eat the afilu b'shamis and eat the afilu b'tumah that you're allowed to eat. It's deicha, the din shiluch is deicha shamis and tumah hudin is deicha the mitzvah inu b'yam kippurim. And he says, talking about his b'sakana. So the grocery is magia, Inami shuba sakana. There's one teretz says that he's allowed to eat because he's being Isaac in the mitzvah shluch as deicha eating, and the other teretz says inami sakana. In other words, the first teretz is like this. Now the Rambam says kashal kaychasem kashal kaychav etzarech lechalechas. I'm asking mitzvah sakana. So what's the word of kashal kaychas? Our Sumech explains there. The pshat is he doesn't have to eat. He's not a sakana. He could sit here and spend the holy yom kippur in tehet. It's just he doesn't have enough energy to walk the whole 12 mil there without eating. So there is the dichle. That's the first day. It's eat the afilu b'shamis v'lotum is deicha, and that's the realm of kashal kaychen. The second day is no. The shiluach is not deicha in yom kippur. We're talking about it's a sakana. And according to second day, what's the chiddush he's allowed to eat? Tarek says, I would assume there's no chiddush he's allowed to eat. The chiddush is they put water, bread and water for him in case he's b'sakana, and that also helped that it wouldn't come with a sakana. But they're just telling you the din. This is what we did. We make mayim and mazon because we're afraid. Tzim Kippur, the guy's walking a long way, going with a goat. Who knows what's going to happen to him? You have water. Everything says, you need water? Are you with sakana? He says, no. And the reason why he never was with sakana is because there was water available and food. But the first tarot says, even without a sakana, he'd be allowed to eat if it's kashal kaychai. That's how the Gvura series Magim the Teis Hashanim. The Netziv says not that way. Netziv says much better. Netziv says, he could say it's one tarot. But the pshat is, he's only b'sakana because he's doing the shiluach. That's why he needs the iti. He's b'sakana. Let's say he knows that if I'm going to continue going, I'm going to get b'sakana. So he should stop. Right? You can't put yourself in a sakana and then eat. Teretz says, iti says, no, just go. I'll get into sakana. Good. So then you'll eat. I says, they weren't afraid he'll be in a sakana in the middle and he'll die before he gets to the next sakana. They weren't afraid of that. Every sukkah, they say, listen, do you have any chance you're in a sakana? Or you won't be able to make it to the next sukkah and you'll be with a sakana? No? Okay. So then just go. And if not, if there's a sakana, then eat. But you can't eat because of kashal kaychai. You're eating because of sakana. But you still need the tchia of ish iti because otherwise don't walk and don't be in a sakana. That's an insufferance. Now there's a kasha which many achronim ask. It's from the Gemara, so we asked it here in the Siach Yitzchak, and in the Pri Chodesh, the Baal Pri Chodesh, and the Mayim Chaim, and the Sefer Kutum and the Rambam, at the back of the Maduras Shavsi Frankel. And the Chalak Zayiv asked this kasha, his famous Kavod the Geshasa, 103 Starker kashas, it's Ois Tzadik Hei. And they asked the kasha like this. The Gemara later in Afpe Aleph was discussing the Issa Malachim Yom Kippur as opposed to the Issa of Inui. And the Gemara says the Issa Malachim Yom Kippur is Hutchu Michlola. That, there is a heter for it of the Issa Malachim Yom Kippur, Eitzel Karbanis. So the Karbanis Sibur, there's a heter for the Issa Malachim Yom Kippur. It's always considered a Chumrah if something is Loi Hutchu Michlola. If it ever was Mutter, so it's always considered a Kul if it's Hutchu Michlola. So the Gemara says that Malacha was Hutchim Mechlala, Eitzel Karbanis, and Ine was Hutchim Mechlala. But the few were saying now that they would prepare Mazen Umayim for the one going for the Seir Mishlech, and the reason is, like the Rishayim was saying, that this din of Ite Afilu B'Shamas, Ite Afilu B'Tumah tells you that it's Deicha the Mitzah of Inay in order to do the Mitzah Shiluach, so you see the Ine is also to Mechlala, just like Malach is Hutchim Mechlala to do Avay, the Ine is also to Mechlala when necessary. So what's the chaymer of malacha of inin that it's sotu mechlalai? What's the kula? I mean, one inin is also sotu mechlalai. That's the achrayinim's kasha. A lot of achrayinim ask this kasha. So the pasha the teretz is, and there's a sefer zayis liyuda from a guy in Sfardi from a few hundred years ago, and the siach hitzuk says kind of like this teretz. Hotu mechlalai means on a regular basis, even if there is a makam to be daichet, but it really, like we said, my own hutzuk adam makach, it really never happened. It's very, very infrequently at best. And Mimela, that's not called Hutter Mechali. Mashayke Malacha, every single Yom Kippur, we do Kama Vakama Malachis. Malacha is Hutter Mechali. Mashayke, you know, it's not called Hutter Mechali. It doesn't happen as much. That's not called Hutter Mechali. But the Arsameach, he says a Geshmak of Art, a Geshmak of Rayin. He says, that you are being Deicha the Mitzvahs Inui for Avaydis Yom Kippur, that's not Hutter Mechali. That's not a kulan Yom Kippur, that's for Yom Kippur. The point of Yom Kippur is the kaparas of Aynas, and that you're not doing inui in order to do the Seir Mishtaleach, which is also a kaparas of Aynas, that's mamish, that's Aynuach, that's a kol Hutta Mechloli. Why is Malacha Hutta Mechloli? Because Malacha is being done even for other karbanas. You do Malacha for the Tamid, and for the Karbin Musa, for the Ktairis, for the Neiris. You do Malacha on Yom Kippur, it's not for the Avedis Seyai. But Inui is never done. You never mat the Inui for Avodas Yom. You mat the Inui specifically for a Yom Kippur thing. An Inui for a Yom Kippur thing, that's not Hutta Mechlali. That's Mamish, that's Mamish for the same thing. That's for the same cause. So man, that's why it's not Hutta Mechlali. Vashenkim Malach, Hutta Mechlali, and Echrami, the Malacha of doing the Ktairis of Nail of Nim, the Malacha of the Pai of Asar Shem Akbur, also won't be called Hutta Mechlali. But the Malacha of the Talmud, and the Musaf, and the Neiris, and the Ktairis, that's called Hutta Mechlali. That's for a different cause. Mashiach and the Inui, since it's mamish for the same cause of Yom Kippur, that's not called the Mechol, that's the Arsimeach's Teretz.